Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Kate is actually on the hotline right now, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Kate, first of all, how did you become a Bengals fan?
Well, I love Joe Burrow. I mean, it's that simple.
Joe Scheisty.
Well, Kate, you just went down in our producer Donnie's book because he rolls his eyes sometimes at the Joe Cool, the Joe Scheisty, Joey Burr. So you did kind of lose points with him there, but I can respect that. Burrow would be very easy to
you
root
can
for.
Respect that? So you started Steelers and jumped to Bengals because of Joe Burrow, or you've been jumping from team to team for a while now?
I've only been a football fan for a few years since I met my fiance, who is unfortunately a Panthers fan. So,
oof. Now how did that happen?
He's from North Carolina.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm glad you picked a different jungle cat or mountain cat there. I think you backed the right horse in this particular case.
Yeah, didn't pick Jaguars. All right, Kate. So you get wind that I lose this bet and need my nipples pierced, and it instantly pops into your head, I'm like the perfect person for this event?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was told by my business partner, Jim, he listens to your show all the time, and he told me about it. So I thought I'd reach out.
Yeah.
Kate, so this is going to be a big task, but one that you're very familiar with.
She's probably done hundreds of these, Chris.
Yeah, well, hold on. I cannot believe I've been doing this job for almost 16 years now. I cannot believe I get to ask the following question in context. How many nipples would you say you pierce in a given month?
At least 50, maybe more.
Okay. So you've got a lot of nipple experience, which is what I was looking for
when
put out this siren call. Yes, thousands. Good.
You weren't looking for a nipple novice here, Pony.
No. Now, the question that I've obviously thought about every second of every day since I lost this bet is the following. How much is this going to hurt?
It's way easier than you're anticipating, I promise. It's not too bad.
Now, is there...
Wow.
Okay, so...
Even without numbing agents.
Do you use numbing agents normally, though? Like, would somebody normally get a numbing agent to do this?
I don't offer that because it can distort the tissue, so it can make the piercing turn out a little bit wonky.
Okay.
Here's another question. Of the 50 or so you pierce per month, what percentage are people having both of them done? Because we've had people say, Pony, the first one will be painful, but you won't know how bad it's going to be. The second one will be tougher because
you'll know
exactly what's coming.
Yeah.
I would say that's pretty true. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so no sugarcoating that part.
How
of it,
long
Pony?
Will I need to keep the rings in for before safely taking them out, Kate?
usually around 8 to 10 months before they are able to come out and be put back in.
Oh, my God. That's the answer I was not expecting to hear. What are you laughing about in there, Donnie?
You said months.
I heard her, man.
Kate, I thought you were going to say eight to 10 days. Oh, my. Even 8 to 10 weeks, I think he could have lived with. 8 to 10 months.
Wow.
You're going to be into next football season with these
yes,
things still
I know,
in.
Chris. Wait, why do they have to stay in that long, Kate?
Just to allow the tissue to fully heal so that you can remove them and reinsert them. But are you going to keep them?
Well, I don't know how it's going to feel. I mean, I've never been a person that's wanted to have my nipples pierced. So if I like them, I guess I'll keep them in. But I didn't – like, I've gone into this completely blind up until 5 days ago when I started researching this when it became a reality that it might happen. Wow, that does really take me back.
So if he got these pierced and then tried to take them out in a week later, never wanted them
again.
It would
be bad.
It would be bad for him, just to be very clear here, Kate.
No, if you took them out before they're fully healed, you probably wouldn't be able to put them back in, but they would heal up just fine.
Okay, so
oh,
hold on. So time out. So yeah, so maybe there was a misunderstanding here. He never wants to put these back in.
We don't know that yet.
Well, I guess
probably.
Yes. He could conceivably love the feeling of his nipples being pierced, which would be funny in a completely different way. If he doesn't want to keep them in any longer than he absolutely has to, with no intention of ever putting them in again, how long would they have to stay in then,
Good question.
Kate?
You could take them out pretty much immediately after getting pierced.
Okay. Do people scream when it happens in your shop?
I think I've only ever had one person scream.
Okay. Am I better off getting, like, rings, or am I better off getting, what would you say the other thing is, Chris?
Like the bar.
Like a bar.
Like the
yes.
bar.
Should I get bar or rings? What's easier? What feels better?
Definitely a straight barbell. Definitely a straight barbell.
Will it be a needle, or will it be a gun that you use?
It would be a needle.
Okay.
Single-use needle.
So here's another one we've heard.
Oh, man.
Andrew has been told by numerous people that the needle and the puncturing of the skin is actually not the worst part, that there is a clamp situation here to get enough area to pierce that is actually worse than the piercing itself.
Wait, what do you mean, Chris? Like pulling my nipple away
from
my body?
Kate, aren't you going to have to use a clamp to make sure that you have enough nipple area to hit here?
Actually, I don't use any clamps. I do everything completely freehand, so
Beautiful.
We can kind of eliminate that pain.
So you're a real artiste here. Then.
She's a pro, is what she is, which is
wow.
why I picked her. All right. Will it bleed a lot?
Not typically. Nope. Most people don't bleed at all.
Okay.
Well, Saponi, knowing some of this,
allowed to have a couple of beers beforehand?
Oh boy, here we go.
Ideally, probably not.
Okay.
It will thin your blood, and that will make you more likely
to
bleed.
There you go, Malzi.
Pony, how long, knowing now that you can take them out, you know, quasi-instantly here, but how long will you keep them in?
Well, definitely for that night, and probably the next day.
Now, does he need, like, a professional to help him remove these, Kate? If he chooses that he wants to get them out the next day, hey, I pierced my nipples,
we raise some
money.
Yeah, am I going to have to come right back to you, Kate?
You can, I mean, I'm always happy to help, but if you'd like to remove them, I will show you how the jewelry works so that you can do it yourself.
Gotcha.
What All if right. he gets home, Donnie?
I feel
He's
better.
Got these bad boys pierced. He gets home and he goes, you know what, Amanda? I can't believe this. I like
I feel
these
better.
Things.
What would you say is the percentage of men versus women that get their nipples pierced with you, Kate? Is it like 90% women, or is it maybe closer to 50-50?
I would say it's probably about 25% men, 75% women.
Who handles the pain better, women or men?
Women handle the pain better.
Women, absolutely.
There are people who are giving birth. Piercing, like, a nipple is nothing.
Should I want the nipples hard beforehand?
Oh, here we go.
I mean, that's up to you.
All right,
it doesn't affect me in any way.
Okay. This is just a question about piercings, generally
Man,
speaking.
Man, we're really putting her under the broiler
No. I went to your site just to look at the work you do, and it obviously is very impressive. Pony, I know, is in good hands on the 29th.
Yeah.
The piercings that are just in somebody's cheek, like an inch away from the corners of their mouth on either side, what on earth are those called? Like, I know piercings have certain names. Like, wasn't there a Monroe piercing or something like that? What are the ones just in the cheeks?
I mean, it's pretty simple. They're just called cheek piercings.
Okay, no fancy name. Fair
yeah.
enough. All right.
No fancy name.
All right, Kate. Well, I'll follow up with you, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday for this. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank
and it's
you.
Going.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.